We are officially into the summer season. School is out, and to some degree, kids are sort of out of routine. Look, I've got a six-year-old myself, and even though he is into camp routine, which sort of takes the place of school hours, it's still not quite the same structure as you see during the school year. And already we're sort of battling the screen time. You know, can I play my video games? Can I go on here? Can I do this? And so we thought it's probably important that we really highlight summer social media and how do we balance digital and mental health with kids out of school. So joining us to talk about this, Dr. Cheryl Valise, who is a child and adolescent psychiatrist with Hartford HealthCare's medical group. In fact, St. Vincent's Behavioral Health, located right here in Westport. Cheryl, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. I want to start with, what are the challenges when you're shifting from school schedule to summer schedule and trying to balance online, social media, and or screen time? What are some of the challenges people face with that?
Sure. So hi, Melissa. So thank you so much for having me. Summer is a wonderful time for kids to relax and recharge, but it can bring challenges, especially when those structured school routines disappear. And I'm happy to be here to help navigate. And this is a very common discussion that we have with our youth and their caregivers. One thing we've noticed is that without the structure of a school day, screens can easily take over. And it's not just about gaming or watching shows. It's texting, YouTube, TikTok, and more. Kids often use screens to fill boredom, avoid chores, or stay connected with friends, but without limits, it can throw off sleep, mood, and even their social development. And it's important to keep in mind that kids need structured, accessible alternatives. So think camps, sports, art, music, visit your local library, or go hiking to the park. And remember, a little bit of boredom is okay. It can help foster some creativity.
I love that because, man, it's funny. I was sort of, I don't want to say laughing, but we took our son and we met up with his best friends from school. We took them to Great Wolf Lodge, which I don't know if you've been to one before. We had never been. But let me tell you, there are so many activities with no real screens at all. You know, from water parks. Well, here's the funny part, Doc. I think you'll crack up this. You know, after 24 hours of being there, we literally get back home yesterday afternoon, and my son, about 10 minutes after being inside, goes, "Mom, I'm so bored. I mean, what can we really do?" And I think to myself, can you take a nap? I mean, I know we're not at an age where we nap, but are you kidding me? Like, you were nonstop for 24 right. hours, but you're bored. So I love what you said about boredom can bring creativity. I love that.
Absolutely.
I think there's a really important part to this, though, Dr. Valise, that I'd love to talk about, which is the importance of adults also setting limits. I mean, how important, in your professional opinion, is it that parents also set limits for themselves?
Right. It's huge. Kids notice everything. So what caregivers do matter more often than what we say. So, for example, if we say no phones at dinner, but then we're scrolling through emails at the table, or we're doom scrolling before bed, and I'm going to admit that I'm sometimes guilty of this, we're sending mixed messages. Modeling healthy screen habits show kids that technology is a tool and not a way to escape real life. I would recommend to practice device-free family time daily, especially around mealtimes, family activities, and in our bedrooms. And sometimes I recommend to my patients and their family to all place their phones in a basket before they head up for bed. So even taking a simple screen break as a family together can strengthen connections.
I also think, too, Dr. Valise, something that I learned with setting limits as a parent years ago. And again, I'm like you. I definitely I think the one who suffers more is my husband, not so much my son. I've gotten a really good balance during the day. But it's at night where I'm like, oh, it's time for me to catch up. And my husband's like, hello, what about me? But, you know, one of the things that I've realized is when you're also not kind of scrolling, as you mentioned, you're also more motivated to explore what can we do in those boredom times. For example, like you're more creative in, hey, why don't we make a fort, or hey, why don't we go outside and do a treasure hunt, or what, you know, like, I think when we also remove the technology from ourselves, we can, I don't want to say parent better, but we can also explore boredom with them better, and, you know, let alone just setting a good example.
Right. I agree 100%.
So we are talking to Dr. Cheryl Valise, who is, again, child and adolescent psychiatrist with Hartford HealthCare Medical Group at St. Vincent's Behavioral Health in Westport, and striking that balance. You know, the social media and screen time balance can be very difficult, especially as you're in the summer season. So how and why do we set limits right out of the gate? How do we do that? Since, you know, some kids may have just ended their school year this week. How do we do that?
So one of the ways I would approach this is reframing the goal essentially. It's not about zero screen time. It's about intentional, balanced screen use that doesn't displace developmentally critical activities. And if we wait too long to set a limit, it's so hard to pull back. So we want to, set our expectations early to help prevent arguments, set the tone for the whole summer. And it's important to be clear, be kind, and most importantly, be consistent. Think of it like setting up rules for this, like for summer recess. Fun is the goal, but it still needs a bit of structure. And I'd even recommend to have a schedule throughout the entire year to make those transitions a bit easier.
So this is something that, obviously, maybe going into next school year, you kind of either continue what you start this summer. But if this is your first time kind of, hitting the ground running, I love what you said, which is, a complete elimination. I would imagine kids don't do well with, okay, we're just not going to do anything. It's really finding a healthy balance. What would you recommend is sort of a healthy time frame, if you will, Dr. Vliese? I know that's probably not the same for everybody, but in your professional standpoint, what is an okay amount of time to either be on a screen, social media, what have you?
So it really varies depending on age and what they're doing on the screens. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatrists, they both provide evidence-based guidelines on screen time with a focus on age-appropriate use, quality of content, and healthy habits. So, for example, infants and toddlers under 2 years of age, it's suggested to avoid all screen time except video chatting with relatives. And for those parents who want to introduce screens for children 18 to 24 months, they should choose high-quality educational programming. So think Sesame Street, Miss Rachel, and it's emphasized to co-view with your child. And if we go up to the next group for young children, 2 to 5, aim for about less than an hour a day of high-quality content. And again, co-viewing is imperative. Be there with your child to explain and narrate what they're seeing, help them understand, how it applies to the world around them, and avoiding passive consumption, engagement, and parental interaction matter. And I'd also like to emphasize content that supports learning, creativity, and social development. For school-age kids, 6 to 12, there's no real strict limit, but approximately 2 to 3 hours of recreational screen time can be reasonable if they're also getting enough sleep, physical activity, and face-to-face interaction. And for our older kids, the 13 to 18, no real set time limit, but screens should be purposeful and not just scrolling endlessly and not interfering with one's social, emotional development or physical activity and sleep. Right. And there's always exceptions to these guidelines, especially in regards to educational use or family movie night or using technology in a creative manner. So like digital art or music editing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely important. And of course, if people want to have a specific either consultation or ask questions that really relate back to, your kids specifically or grandchildren, whoever it may be in your life, you can always get more information at hhcbehavioralhealth.org. And Dr. Vliese, I want to thank you for what you do and for sharing all this really important information.
Anytime, so summer should feel fun and free, but a little structure helps everyone stay balanced and connected.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And to also focus on, it's not just the kids who I think need the structure. I do think, the adults need it a little bit
Guilty.
too. So yeah, it's guilty as well, Dr. Vliese. We're all learning together, absolutely, how to navigate the world of social media and screen time and all of that. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, Melissa.